on today's Technobabble. 5 ways to keep pride out of your church tech ministry.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. I am your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So if you could head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, which, if you're watching the video feed, is right below my face right now, you can leave me a message, or that's where all the contact information is. So you can find my email address, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, the voicemail hotline, 1-877-763-3246, or just leave a comment there. You'll also see right under my face, my smiling face. Yeah, that was a goofy smile. Anyway, you'll see right under my smiling face my Twitter handle, Paul Allen Cliff. Remember, Twitter is all about keeping it short, so all three of those are the shortest possible way they can be spelled. So Paul, P-A-U-L, no other way to spell that. Allen, it's the short way to spell it, A-L-A-N. It's actually my actual middle name, but to help you remember. And Cliff, C-L-I-F. You would think there would be two Fs, but I wanted to keep it short. See, so that's how it's a good way to remember it, C-L-I-F. So, Paul Allen Cliff over on Twitter, you can reach me there. By the way, if you want to like my Facebook page, I do have one over at facebook.com/TrinityDigitalMedia. And that'll take you right there, and you can get all the updates there as well. So those are just great ways to reach me, and I'm getting some questions via email and via comments, so you're always welcome to leave comments and questions there. Also, I do want to talk about my streaming provider, ChurchStreaming.tv. ChurchStreaming.tv provides all the video bandwidth for the church streaming, for the ChurchTechCast.com rather network, and I couldn't be happier with them. I was researching just some other hosts, and I found that there was one that they'd broken out the pricing. And what was funny is you had to pay $20 for the support, then you had to pay for storage, and then you had to pay for bandwidth. Instead of just saying, well, if you have the service, of course you're going to want support, and of course you're going to want storage, and of course you're going to want bandwidth. So I don't understand why there's any pull towards that kind of thing when for $99 a month you can get support, and it's great support. You can get storage, and they haven't yet told me that I've gone over my storage quota, and I'm keeping all these shows up there, and you can have bandwidth charges. So all of those things are possible with ChurchStreaming.tv, and you know every month just how much it's going to cost, and for most churches, it's going to be $99 a month, which, you know, if you see some of these others where they say $20 plus bandwidth, you might think, well, that's a lot of money, until you have a big bandwidth month. And then all of a sudden, knowing that it's $99 a month, and you don't have to hope that people don't show up, you'll see what a blessing that is. So that's why I recommend them. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming for your free trial. It's a regular account. There's no limitation, so you can try it out and see if it's what would be right for your church. Also, let's talk about my pastor's book. My pastor's book, What Life Are You Waiting For, is coming out just really, really soon. As I'm recording it, it's 3 weeks into March, which I'm told today's the first day of spring, and it's nice-ish. And at the beginning of May, this book is going to be released, and I think you're going to hear a lot about it, because it's already in pre-order been one of the hot books on Amazon. And so it wouldn't surprise me if once all those pre-orders hit, we don't see it as a New York Times bestseller. It's just that good. And one little tip that I've figured out is if you pre-order it now, you will save some money over when it actually comes out, because the price is slowly inching up. So like the pre-order price on Amazon is very attractive. Well, the closer we get to the actual day that it ships, the price is closer and closer to the cover price. So you're going to save some money if you pre-order it right now, and they won't even charge you until they actually ship it. So it's really worth doing. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/whatlife or trinitydigitalmedia.com/whatlifebook. You might try WhatLife, because I think there's something screwy with the WhatLife book redirect, and that'll take you over to Amazon where you can pre-order it. And I think you'll be excited that you did. If you have an inkling that God has greater plans for your life than you've embraced, this is the book for you. Okay, so let me tell you the story of how this topic came up. So you might know that I'm on a lot of church tech boards, and on one there's a spirited discussion about one of the fundamentals of video. And I was really offended by it. And that's not like me. I'm not normally offended. It was just really creeping up inside of me. And in talking with my wife, I realized that there was some pride involved on my side. And so I redirected how I was approaching it. Instead of attacking it from a, "You're clearly wrong, why are you even saying such a stupid thing" kind of perspective, trying to figure out, okay, how can I be wrong? How am I missing this? Maybe I'm misunderstanding, or maybe there's something that I don't know, I just need to figure it out. And I think that that's a better way to approach it in general. And so I thought that I would talk a little bit about ways to keep pride out of your video work, your tech ministry, etc. Because when you do what we do, which is something that not everyone can do, not everyone can do the video, not everyone can do graphic design, not everyone can do sound or lights, etc. When you're doing that, you can start to think, well, I'm the expert. They should do everything that I say, because I'm brilliant. I have all these years of experience. So please, don't trouble me with your stupid ideas, because I'm a genius. And that's not good at all. It's not good at all. So here are some ways that I just came up with to help you stay centered and help you not get all prideful and gross like that. So, first thing, reconsider your technique. So, if you're doing things a certain way, I don't want you to approach everything from an insecure standpoint. I don't think that's good at all. But instead of approaching it from insecurity, approach it from I'm willing to be wrong, I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to grow, I'm willing to get better at whatever my craft is so that I can impact more people for eternity. So approach it from that perspective. And just because one person says something doesn't mean it's true, by the way. When you reconsider stuff, look and see if there's like a quorum of ideas, or even if there are more than a few people that are interested in saying it this way. So, you know, if you were always taught, yeah, you want the snazziest, craziest transitions between video shots, which if you're listening to the show and if you've done it for a while, you know that I hate those. But I'm willing to be wrong. What I want you to do is I want you to look at as much as possible a wide variety of sources and see, is it the case that the person that taught you this is in the vast minority and has no reason for what they say? Or are they actually part of the mainstream? So in the case of these transitions, turn on the television, turn the sound down, put it on mute, and just watch for transitions and see what they use. Put a movie into your Blu-ray player or watch it on your Apple TV, your Roku box, whatever, and watch the thing with the volume down and pay attention to the transitions. Whatever you're trying to do, look for something similar and pay attention to it. And don't just choose one. I want you to go across the board. So what I did when I was dealing with this was I just picked 5 shows at random on Hulu, which in the U.S. is a way to watch television for free online. So it was shot for the television. And I watched the first 5 or 10 minutes of each of these shows to see, okay, is it the case that when I'm watching something for entertainment purposes, I don't pay attention to that? Because it's absolutely possible. You know, when you're entertained, you don't necessarily get down and dirty into the technical details as much. It's harder for me now that I've been doing this 15 years or so to do that all the time, to lose myself in it, but sometimes I do. So I watched all those, so that's 5. Then I turned to some books just to make sure that it's not just stuff on the web. And I looked, and sure enough, I found support for my position in a couple of places. And then I thought, well, books are outdated. The newest one I'm looking at was published maybe 5, 6 years ago. So let me also check the web. And I couldn't find any support for this alternate position as well. So what I'm saying is, if you find if one person comes to you and says, hey, this is the right way to do it, and they have one piece of evidence or two, but that's the vast minority of the evidence, I don't want you to just go, oh yeah, clearly you're right. I want you to research it and find out just what's going on. Now, it could be that it's a new technique that is really taking shape, but you should see that. It should say, hey, this is the new way to do it, or I've noticed a new trend, or things like that. Not, oh yeah, this is standard, this is the way that it is, and you can't find evidence for it. I think that that's just what I want you to do as you're reconsidering your technique. But approach it from, I want to be the best that I can be. Not that I will be, but I want to be better. And look for ways that you can learn and grow. Okay, so that's number one. It took me a while to get to it, but that was number one. Number two, always look for ways to improve. You are not as good as you can be. You're not. So even when your pastor said, man, that was a great video, or wow, the way you mix that sound, I just really felt part of the action. Oh, that's incredible. Still, there are people that are better at it than you. So look for mentors from afar that you can learn from. Look for the ways that you didn't do it, not to self-flagellate yourself, you know, not to whip yourself in the back, oh, I'm so horrible, but to think, okay, yes, this makes them all happy. They're congratulating me. That's fine. But how can I grow? How can I get better? Because I don't want to stagnate. Because the next step after stagnating is atrophying, where you get worse. So you don't want to stop. You want to keep growing so that you don't stagnate, so that you definitely don't atrophy. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's number two. Number three, realize that you're not too old or too experienced to be wrong. So when someone new comes into the ministry, or when you get new information, your gut might be, and this will be the case the longer you've been doing it, to say, well, I've been doing it so long, or I know this, or I've done that, or I worked in Hollywood, or etc. So your gut might be to list your resume. Stinking boom. I need to replace it with my newer boom. Anyway, sorry if you didn't see the video, I hit the boom with my hand and it moved. Okay, so if your gut might be to defend yourself, to whip out your resume and say, see, you should be quiet because I'm an expert. I don't want you to do that. Because that's actually the way that, well, this is why the church is behind nowadays. Because we had this idea that, well, all spiritual truth flows through us, which I believe that the church is full of spiritual truth. And that makes sense, but we had this idea so we didn't engage in conversation. We just shut it down. So when we shut it down, people just don't listen as they should. So I don't want you to approach the ministry that you do from a standpoint of, I'm a genius and I have so much experience and so much knowledge that I can't be wrong. I want you to approach it with some humility, saying, okay, granted, this doesn't jive with my experience, but it could be that things are changing. So let's see if things are changing. And if they are, let's learn what to do in reaction to that change, whether we need to change or we don't, because unfortunately, there's no clear-cut answer. Sometimes there's a new technique that will show up one day and disappear the next, and if you hop on that bandwagon and ride it into the ground, you're going to feel as dated in a year as you could have been before the new technique came out that didn't last. Does that make sense? So there's no clear-cut answer, but I want you to realize, approach it from the standpoint of humility, that you can be wrong, that your experience could be dated, that that it doesn't matter if you were there when they invented the television. I'm a video guy, so I keep coming back to video illustrations. It doesn't matter if you were there when they invented the television, if you were behind the camera when they put Betty White in front of it, trivia, for the first television broadcast, that doesn't mean that you know it all. Things are always changing, and they might be changing temporarily, or it might be a new trend that you need to embrace. So consider that. I guess this goes along with it. Make sure your fundamentals are up to date. Now, what was so difficult for me is this is such a fundamental, this area of discussion, that it just seemed counterintuitive that anyone would argue against it. So that was problematic for me, and that's why I had to step back and say, okay, maybe my fundamentals are not up to date any longer. Maybe there is a new way of doing things that I'm just not familiar with. And so I re-examined the fundamentals. You might know that I've been exercising lately. We, on April 9th is when I started running. It's the day after my wife's birthday, so that's why I can remember. April 9th is the day that I started running, so less than a year. But I have information from when I was in middle school, from not running, but from weightlifting. So I started taking up weightlifting a little bit, and what is in the back of my head says the fundamental is you exercise every other day on the same body part. So, for example, do curls on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Friday. Do a bench press on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, for example. That might not be right at all, by the way. So that's what the fundamental in my mind was. Well, I talked to a friend of mine who's been lifting much more recently than I have, and he said, oh, here's the way that you should do it. You should work a different part of your body every day. So one day work your arms, the next day work your back, the next day work your shoulders, etc. I said, well, is that the new way to do that? Because I thought you were supposed to do it, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, same body parts, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, same body parts, take off Sunday. He goes, well, you can do it that way too. So there's some disagreement, but his way of doing it was different than I'd always learned. So I should see if the thinking has changed about that. If I have old information, if what I'm thinking from 1987, 1988 should be abandoned now that it's 2014. Maybe it should, or maybe it shouldn't, but I should be willing to re-examine the fundamentals to try and find the best way to do it. And number five, this is probably the most important one, and I think that in general you tend to remember the first thing and the last thing, so that's why I put this last, so that you would tend to remember it, and that is number five, realize where your gifts come from and what and that you didn't earn them. So let me say that again, to quote the president of the seminary when I was there. Let me say that again. Sorry, he was from Mississippi. That wasn't a very good imitation. I apologize. Anyway, realize where your gifts come from and that you didn't earn them. When you're good at something, it's easy after a while to start thinking that it's about you. But it's not. As Christians, we believe that we're all given gifts. And God designed each of us to do certain things and designed gifts to give each individual. Now, you can pray for different gifts. You can desire the more excellent gifts, as the Apostle Paul says. But they don't come from you. It's not that you're somehow special and can do tech ministry. It's that God has decided that you can do tech ministry. Do you see the difference? The difference is realizing that you're not special, you're not great, you're not someone to be admired just because of a freak of genetics. No, none of that is true. The truth is that you could just as easily be cleaning the bathrooms at your church, or changing diapers, or singing, or being an usher. Any of those things are just as possible for you. It's the only reason you get to do what you get to do is because God decided that you got to do it. It's not because you're special. It's not because he loves you more than others. It's not any of this stuff. And while you might have put some work into developing your gifts, at any time, you could go awry and get caught up in selfishness and just lose your effectiveness. So I really want you to remember where your gifts come from, who gave them to you, and that you really had precious little to do with that. So you might have gotten good at it, but it's not because you're great. It's not because you're awesome. I believe you are great and you are awesome, but that flows from the fact that God loved you enough to send Jesus to die for you. Not that you're just great. Make sense? So let's remember this. When pride starts to well up inside your chest, well, that's at least where I feel it. Hey, I'm great. No, when I feel that, I need to embrace these ideas that I need to reconsider the techniques with evidence. I need to look for ways to improve. I need to realize that I'm not too old or too experienced to be wrong. I need to make sure that my fundamentals are up to date, and I need to realize where my gifts to do all this came from in the first place. Because it's not about me, it's all about Him, and I need to embrace that truth. Once you do that, I think you know where I'm going. You can go out and change eternity. Until next time, really, I don't want you to be crippled by this pride. It can really do a number on you. So until next time, go out and change eternity. I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.